What's happening, boys and girls? My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. I'm out here walking. Probably see my lip is toe up. Just left the dentist. He used the word miracle. One of these straightforward type dentists that where when he first looked at my teeth after the injury, he was like, oh God. He was like, oh no. Literally, he was like, oh no. I was like, man, come on. And then he said, we'll try this. I was like, I don't know. So he said he went in and put a retainer on it. I paid out of pocket $400. It felt good to put it in there. It made my teeth feel more solid. I felt more comfortable. So I believe it was a good investment. Because they were like, when the first injury first happened, they were like really touchy, really sore. I mean, not even sore, painful. And so he did that. It'd been 3-4 weeks. He wanted to check it out. He took it, he put his fingers in my mouth. And he was like, wow. You should hear the change of his voice. Yeah, I told him, I said, man, because I remember when he went, oh God. He was something like, oh my God, oh my God. Was, you know, not like that, but I remember that. And I told him, he was like, oh. And he started pressing around doing stuff. He's like, it's a miracle. And he said, you know, he'll leave it on for a couple more months. You know, let the teeth root in. He said, don't put any pressure on him. Because I was trying to do a little bit of biting to get used to the soreness or pain, you know, from putting pressure on them. He said, don't do that. Just let them do what they do. And he said, it looks good. And then they'll finish up. He said, once he gets that taken care of, he can do the molds for my implants. And everything should be finished up by July, August. I should have teeth in my mouth and everything, you know, pretty much straight. He said on the two front teeth, root canal and caps or something, you know, clean them up, look at it. Gave me a prescription for a mouthwash. For some reason, I don't know if I'm brushing or not. I think I'm doing the same amount of brushing. Maybe not as, you know, with as much force, but I'm having plaque build up like I've never seen before. But, you know, it goes, it goes. The other reason I cut this on, I'm actually walking without my selfie stick. Because I left the dentist and just said, hey, you know, I got some time. Let me get my steps. Of course, I had planned it that way. And I was thinking, in the same breath, about my work performance, I would say that I'm not giving 100%, I'm coasting. I would say, yeah, I know I'm not giving 100%. I'm like, I know I can work harder, but I'm doing just enough to stay at a certain level of the ranking of our performance reviews. And lately, that's been slipping, and I noticed it. I think I noticed it. Subconsciously noticing it because of the 31 analysts, I come in ranked 9. I was 9. For a lot of people, that would probably be good. For me, I don't want to use the word unacceptable, but I know I can do better. And it's funny because I'm like, okay, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I was usually like ranked 1 and 2, and it's probably a combination of me getting complacent and just a lot of stuff that's been going on, you know, traveling, this and that, distractions, my eating, just the whole thing, you know, just, you know, I was having a good time. I was out having a good time, and I was still keeping my rank kind of up there. I got a couple of, I would say, bad performance. Not bad performance reviews, but I got a couple of dings that I'm not used to. Let's just put it that way. I wasn't used to the kind of dings that I got. I looked at them, searched them, was like, I deserve them. I deserve them. I just need to be more attentive, more focused on what I'm doing. And that may come with just this whole renewal process that I'm going through right now with the change of eating habits and this and that, this and that. But it was funny. I'm like, Jeffrey, in one breath, in the same breath, you're going to say, you ain't giving 100% and you coasting. And then in the same sentence, you're going to say, you know, how come I'm only 9th in performance? What's going on? Something must be wrong. Somebody doing something wrong. And it was me. It's me. My arm is starting to hurt. So I'm hurry up. So, I mean, and then we're hiring new people. new people are coming on. And these young cats, young people come in, they're hungry. They're hungry like I was when I came in. You know, just killing it. You know, so the competition has risen. And I wouldn't say competition, I guess the word ain't competition. But the playing field, you know, is rising. I need to step up the game. You know, I got to just be more tentative, more precise, you know, be on it a little bit more. It's not like, you know, I'm in the bottom third or nothing. It's not like, well, I guess 9 out of 31 is very close to the bottom. No, it's not the bottom third. I'm still in the top one third. But I'm used to being in the top, you know, 5%. And in fact, one chat we was talking about performance or something, open chat. I was like, diamond badge for life. That's me. I'm used to that diamond badge. You know, the top, you know, performers. So it's just awakening. It's just, life is just about awakening. I said again, the best parts about being human lie in the weaknesses and how we navigate those weaknesses and how we handle and get through them. To me, this is the challenge. This life and recognizing things about myself that, you know, it's just at this age. And I'm walking with this dude yesterday, right? He one of those like young kind of go-getters, you know, he just had a baby young. I said, man, how old are you? You know, cause I asked him stuff about like computers, stuff that I don't do anymore, like building computers, crypto, you know, asking about all that stuff. And so I said, man, how old are you? He was like, I'm 30. I was like, God damn, I'm twice as old as you. I am literally twice as old as you are. He was like, no, you ain't 60. He's like, no, you ain't 60. I said, I'm 60 years old, man. He was like, wow. You know, I was like, come on. It ain't about the black don't crack. It's more about my personality and energy and outlook on life and blah, 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 I feel. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. For every elementary particle that's ever existed on any atom in any universe there's ever been, will be, or is, the totality of it all, an hypothesis of all is one, a theory of universe.